On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from American Ninja Warrior, Matt Iceman. Welcome back, man.
Thanks, Mario. I gotta say, every time I see you, you look more and more fit. It's ridiculous.
Oh, that's why you're my favorite American Ninja Warrior host right there. Oh, thank you. And we were just talking, I can't believe 11 seasons.
11 seasons.
Man.
It's unbelievable.
Feels like it went by like that, though.
It really
huh?
does. It's incredible. It feels like this season has just come right on us, and American Ninja Warrior Jr. is going to have its second season. We're shooting that this summer.
Fun.
It's been amazing seeing the growth of the show.
Yeah. I'm spawning spinoffs. And
yeah.
People get. Now, the thing that's always tripping out about the show is you do it at night.
Yes.
Correct? So those hours are typically what?
So we'll go from about 9 p.m. till 5 or 6 in the morning. So
ooh,
we just did Cincinnati.
That's rough.
And we finished in Cincinnati. Then Akbar and I got to be co-grand marshals at the Indy 500. So we finish around 4 or 5 in the morning. Jump in a helicopter, fly up to Indy, and then spend all day at the race.
So zero sleep.
Zero sleep.
Wow.
But it was so much fun. But then as soon as the race ended, just passed out. But it's been amazing. The stuff, as this show has continued to grow, the response. And we're out there. We saw Andrew Luck, the Colts quarterback, and the drivers for the cars. People are fans of the show now. It's amazing to see how this thing's become kind of an institution.
And I heard this season you're changing some rules up. Is
so
that true?
We've added something for the first time. The two fastest ninjas at the end of the night are going to square off on a new obstacle, the power tower. This thing's 40 feet tall.
They'll
go head to head, but whoever wins it will get an immediate pass to Las Vegas. Now,
how's the power tower work?
So these two ninjas will go head to head. They'll have to go up these stairs, around on poles, down, climbing up. I mean, it's a pretty insane obstacle.
Yeah.
Takes about a minute to get through it.
Okay.
And if you win it, you guarantee your spot in Vegas. Now, in the city finals night, if you win it, you get a do-over in Vegas.
Oh.
So for the first time ever, if you fall, your season won't be over.
Oh.
So we're going to see people.
Yeah, ninjas. Again.
That's it. And it's never happened before.
Nice.
Ninjas who I think what's been cool is seeing a lot of these ninjas like to go fast. Now there's a reason to go fast
because
it could save your season.
It. Right.
It could mean the difference between going home and getting $1 million.
And the Mega Wall is back, but it's got a new set of rules.
Yeah.
What's
so the
there?
Mega Wall. For those who know, the warp wall is now 14 and a half feet, but we have a mega wall that's 18 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
And last year you get one shot, you get up, you get 10K. This year you get multiple tries, but you can't switch to the regular wall.
Mm.
Now, first try, 10,000, second try, 5,000, third try, 2,500. But if you miss, that's it. You don't get up. And that could be the difference between getting that cash or going home.
Ooh.
So there's strategy. There is some strategy now, and it's been awesome. We filmed in six cities. And
what cities?
So we did L.A., Atlanta, Oklahoma City, Seattle, Tacoma, where we shot indoors for the first time.
Oh.
We did the Tacoma Dome, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Because we got to shoot during the day.
That's an old school.
It felt like an AC/DC rock concert.
Yeah, right?
The crowd was insane. It was awesome because we shot during the day, so there were a lot more kids there.
Yeah.
And the kids love coming out, and they stayed all day.
I bet you love the indoor deal.
It was awesome. It was awesome because I wasn't
sleep.
As tired.
Right.
But really, it opens up a whole new area because the only cities we could go to are ones where weather would cooperate. Because if it rains, we're done. And
I'm
we're shooting in the spring.
I'm curious why they didn't do the arena thing or the soundstage thing prior,
I think they'd thought about it, but this was the first time where we found a city. We found a venue, and I think they'd been talking about it for a little while.
Yeah.
And so this was kind of the proof of concept. So I think it went pretty well. It went really well. And so I think in the future, we could see more, which would be cool because it opens up a whole new range of cities we can go to. And then we finished with Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Fun, man.
So we go to Vegas for the finals, which we'll be going out there in June. And
that's the way to end.
It's a blast.
Exactly.
I still love going out there and just seeing these ninjas blow us away with their
Where in Vegas do you
So
have?
We shoot right across from Luxor, the pyramid, the Great Pyramid.
Right. And that big open space.
That big open space.
Yeah,
and it's been amazing. We've been there, since season four. So
for a while. Where were you the first few seasons?
We'd go to Japan. So the first seasons
I didn't realize that.
We would go to Japan.
Why Japan?
So our show is inspired by a Japanese show, Sasuke.
Hence
and
the ninja.
We started out, right. When we started out, the whole point was let's get 10 of our ninjas and go to Japan and compete on their show. So we were kind of piggybacking off their production. The Japanese show went away for a couple years as our show was growing. So NBC had to make a decision.
Yeah.
They decided to double down and then we built that we build the course in Vegas. So that's when our show really expanded, went big, and now we have 100 ninjas who come to our finals instead of 10.
Look at that.
So we can't travel anymore to Japan. I miss it. It was a lot of, have you been to Tokyo?
I have not.
It is amazing.
I imagine.
It's amazing. I really like going there, but I've loved how the show has grown. So it's really been nice to see
great,
this thing
man.
Keep going.
Do a lot of fun experiences in addition to it.
It really is. It's been awesome what the show has allowed us to do, the stories we get to tell, and the experiences. I mean, going to Indy, getting to be a grand marshal at the greatest spectacle in auto racing was
great. Get great.
It's awesome.
There.
Yeah, the stuff we get to do, Mario. Yeah. It's pretty cool sometimes.
And Zuri Hall is going to join the show.
Yeah,
now,
she's our new sideline reporter. Yeah. She's phenomenal. She's originally from Toledo, Ohio. So we're just in Cincy. I met all her family.
Okay.
And she is an absolute. She's just awesome. She's been at E! News for people who've seen her, but they may know her if you're familiar with E! News.
Yeah.
And she's just she is such a sweetheart and a stud. I love her. The ninjas have really embraced her. It's been fun.
And when you were in Cincy, there was some NFL players I saw you were hanging out with, right? Any of them
tried
the
course? Bengals came out.
Yeah.
And so Dalton was out, Andy Dalton was out, and I forget. Obviously my co-host Akbar played in the NFL, but you just see a slew of people, Akbar-sized people, 6'6", 6'7", and these unbelievable athletes. But they were so great coming out. And we see Andrew Luck too, who's another enormous guy when we were in Indy. And it's really fun seeing these guys who I love watching every Sunday who came out and they were fans of the show.
Sure.
It's cool. And they really respect the ninja athletes too.
Yeah, because they're serious athletes.
They are serious athletes.
So next month you're also hosting Evil Live 2
for
the History Channel. What can you tell us about that?
So last year we did Evil Live. The first one was Travis Pastrana recreating Evel Knievel's three most iconic stunts. So we ended up, it finished with him jumping the fountains at Caesars. He did them live. Three stunts.
That's right, I remember
in one
that.
Night. It was insane. And so this year, they're going to up the ante, and they're going to have Vicki Golden go through 13 firewalls. The record's 12. Whoa. So she's gonna go through that. And then Axel Hodges is going to jump 24 beverage trucks, which are enormous. But it culminates with the biggest motorcycle jump in history. And
is that Pastrana again?
This is going to be Axel Hodges. Pastrana's going to be the co-host now, Mario.
Oh, Pastrana's
going to... He was like, I'm getting too old for this.
He's been around for a minute. He really is like the modern-day Evel Knievel,
he
right?
He is. Yeah. But, he's got two beautiful daughters. He's got a wife. And he's just like, I can't keep doing it.
Right.
And so the guy who's going to be doing the jumps is Axel Hodges, 22 years old, lives at home with his parents still.
Yeah.
And he's going to try to jump.
Right.
He's looking to go maybe over 400 feet.
20, and this is in Vegas again.
This will be, no, we're going to do it at San Bernardino. We couldn't do it in Vegas.
San Bernardino, it's too big. Same thing.
It's too big. We're doing it at the airport. Literally,
really?
We had to have an airplane runway was the only place big enough for this run up.
Wow, that's going to be cool.
It's one of those things where we have no idea if he can do it. We have no idea.
Is it live or have you already
It's
tried?
Live.
Oh, wow. Even
it's going to be live. So he's practiced.
That's exciting.
He practiced, but he's done. Axel's going to be done practicing. So it's the same thing with Pastrana where there's a month where he's going to have practiced and then it's the next time he'll do it will be live on television.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's awesome watching it live. But like last year before we started with Pastrana, I was like, hey, what happens if he crashes? They go, don't worry about it. Just go do the show.
Exactly.
When you're hosting these live things, you're like,
anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Yeah.
Fortunately, he nailed it. So we're hoping for that.
Well, congrats on all
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, Mario.
Man. Before I let you go and put you on the spot, quick questions, quick answers. All right. Song you can't get out of your head.
I just heard it since you've been gone. Kelly Clarkson. It's the biggest earworm. I love that because I just met Kelly. She did the national anthem in E500.
Yeah.
And so someone was like, and I just started singing Since You've Been Gone. And so all day now I'm singing. Right. Since You've Been
Gone. There you go. And that could be your go to karaoke jam now. Worst movie you've ever seen.
Oh my God. I walked out of Moonlight Mile, Jake Gyllenhaal and Ellen Pompeo, where his fiance died, and then he like falls in love with the post. I was like, I walked out. Only movie I've ever walked out of in my life.
Okay,
and
appreciate I love the honesty there.
Yeah. Sorry, Jake.
That's all good. Favorite animal?
Tiger.
Worst subject in school?
What was I bad in? I passed calculus barely.
Wow.
I survived it.
Hey, at least you took it.
Yeah.
Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, Olivia Newton-John in Grease.
Okay.
Sandy.
Okay.
Oh, I loved her. You'd be a good Danny Zuko.
Hey, all right. Thank you. Celebrity you want to see on the ninja course?
Mario Lopez.
Oh, man. I've been wanting to crush that. Y'all do those crazy hours right there. I would be honored to one day go on there. Again, congrats on everything.
Thanks, buddy. I don't know if you could, though. You look in shape, but you're falling apart.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, yeah. Nichols. Thanks a lot for the vote of confidence right there. I know. Yeah. I'm like held together with paste and scotch tape at
this
point.
Father time wins.
Yeah. Watch American Ninja Warrior Wednesdays on NBC, and you can follow him on Instagram at Matt Iceman. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks, Mario. On with Mario Lopez. Woo!